This I believe. Mrs. Serge Koussevitzky is a sensitive, quiet woman. Yet in her, there is the same passionate consecration to music which made her late husband one of the brightest lights on the American cultural scene. Mrs. Koussevitzky fled to France from her native Russia in 1920 and came in 1929 to the United States, where she has lived ever since. This is her creed.
I cannot speak of my belief without also speaking of my innermost personal and spiritual experience. As certain landmarks determine the course we take in life, so too our experiences leave an imprint upon our souls and beliefs. I shall briefly recall two outstanding experiences in my life. First, as a very young girl, after a happy, cloudless childhood, I entered a world charged with tempest and trials. A world war, a revolution, a civil war, famine, flight, and exile. It was, nevertheless, during those trying years that I came closer to perceive the truth of faith and the light of the grace of God, which transcends all understanding and shines in the midst of the darkness at noon. As Fra Giovanni said in the turbulent 16th century, there is radiance and glory in darkness, could we but see, and to see we have only to look. I beseech you to look. It is my firm belief that even as the malignant growth of evil threatens, confuses, attacks, and spreads in the world, the light of grace is active through the innocent, the persecuted, the humble, and the oppressed. It is present in our midst today. My other experience in later years was deeply rewarding and illuminating. To have been near Serge Koussevitzky and not take fire from his flame, ideals, and beliefs would have been well nigh impossible. His was an all-consuming flame and belief in music. His apostolic fervor gave him an almost superhuman power of communication and endurance. Each musical performance was to him a new and supreme offering. It was his presence and his flaming spirit that helped to mold and shape my innermost thought and to accept life in its unyielding stride and unending inspiration. When his life departed and the light went out of my life, I was given to experience the glow and warmth of heart of those who loved and admired my husband. I saw the path he lighted to those of us who were close to him, his associates, his pupils. For me and for mankind, Serge Koussevitzky left a spiritual heritage in the dedication of his life and the light of his art. For he was truly an artist by the grace of God.
Those the beliefs of Mrs. Serge Koussevitzky of Boston, Massachusetts, who is translating her faith into action by serving as a national chairman of Operation Music for Israel.